You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
What concerns me with Braxton Jones right now is that he doesn't seem to be moving as well to me right now.
Is it because of the ankle surgery?
I believe it's two reasons. The ankle surgery, but then also there's concerns for the power rush.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Herron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Mr. Herron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Herron on 670 The Score.
It's the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody in for Layla today. Talked a lot of Bears earlier in the show, specifically about the Bears 29-27 win over the Chiefs, one in which the Bears' first couple of drives were flops, got better on the third and fourth, and the last drive was excellent in the first half. Tyson Bagent's final drive of the game was excellent, and here to talk all about it, we saw him all dressed up and looking nifty on Fox 32 doing pregame and postgame. He is Anthony Herron. He joins us here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. What up, Big Ant?
Gross, Marshall. So I'm appreciative, even impressed, that you stayed up late enough to watch me on the postgame. That was a late game the other night, and then myself and Cassie Carlson in the studio. I got Cat Feet, Lou Kanellis, who you just heard in the open.
Who?
You guys put together.
Cat Feet, did you say?
Lou Kanellis, yes. Lou Kanellis, back in the day, many moons ago when he was still playing high school football, he went by the name Cat Feet. So I work that in every once in a while when I'm talking about my guy Sweet Lou. But, yeah, that you stayed up late enough to check us out there. I appreciate it.
To be quite honest with you, I was doing the Take the North podcast with Weederer. So I was watching Fox 32 because I was waiting for you guys to get to the press conferences. So as good as the breakdown was, I was like, come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, Ben Johnson. Get in there. Let's go. Oh, Marky Mark wants to go to bed. So
did you say you just watched Ant just by happenstance because you were really looking for the press conference? Is that what I just heard?
No. Well, the game was on. Was it on Fox?
Yeah,
it was on Fox. It was on Fox.
Yes.
So honestly, I'm just going to be straight up with you.
Be straight up.
I record it. Even when I'm covering the games, I always record your post game. I like to hear what you have to say. So, and that's why you're here.
I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to. By the way, I'm not going to have the flowers. You know, don't expect the flowers throughout this entire hit, though, Anthony.
No doubt. Oh, by the way, I do want to reference because I'm pretty sure it's Brett Musburger saying my name and making it sound like I didn't actually sack Tom Brady there. Like, oh, Anthony Herron got the credit for it. I did sack Tom Brady, even though Brent made it sound like, you know, he wasn't quite sure because he misidentified me initially in the call.
You are
and so
looking
I appreciate
live.
The fellas.
That's on the spotter, as you know, Ed. That's on the spotter, not on Brent. That's on the spotter.
Yeah, you know, Brent's big time, man. He doesn't have to look at those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. It certainly can be on the spotter, no doubt. But that's not why anybody called here. What's up, fellas?
Okay, so let's get right into it. Caleb Williams, his final preseason game was blank.
Adequate.
Okay.
I'll go with adequate. Yeah, I mean, not abundantly impressive, but certainly not abundantly concerning either. The way the offense started the game, the fact that you had the mistimed snap count, you know, like that, a lot of that, that should be on Caleb, where you have the receiver coming in jet motion and the ball gets snapped at a time where he should be able to hand that football off just as Olamide Zaccheaus is coming right behind him. And that's supposed to time up in a fashion where as soon as Caleb gets the ball in his hands, he reaches behind him and the receiver is able to take it in one fluid swoop behind the quarterback. Then you can outflank the defense. You can gain leverage because your speedy playmaker gets the ball while he's already running at top speed. So that play has to time up in a unified sort of manner, and it just didn't. In theory, that's mainly on Caleb. You know, who knows if there's some other little nuance of the play that's off, but me just looking at that from the outside looking in, Caleb didn't get the ball snapped in a timely manner. So that one's on him. Then you come to second down. That one's on Loveland, but that's crowd noise. That's the anxiety of being in Arrowhead together for the first time. That's why I am usually, if not always, a big advocate of just getting the players lined up together, having them dressed for a game, and hopefully some of that is just out of their system now because they've been through this together before. It doesn't mean the first hostile environment they play in during the season won't impact them in some way, but there are some nerves that go into just getting on the road together for the first time. So I'm hopeful that that's at least indicative of them responding, because then you get to the next couple of series after that, and things did progressively throughout the first half of the Bears offense, and specifically the Bears quarterback, look better and better.
I think everything you said is fair, and I want you to tell me if what I'm about to say is fair. I watched that first series, and as you mentioned, you broke down the Olamide Zaccheaus, the fumble exchange with Caleb Williams, and the holding by Colston Loveland. Am I right to look at that and say, good God, this is what we saw in so many first series last year, and say, oh boy, have things not gotten better in the beginning of games?
Some of that is that shrapnel, the shrapnel of last season, the shrapnel of the last few Bears quarterbacks. But specific to this one, like when you think back to, you know, some of the Justin Fields machinations that were there, it would be like a great start in the scripted portion of the game plan, and then things would fizzle. For Caleb during his rookie season last year, it was, to your point, Groats, there would be this slow start, and then things would just, you know, just ascend in the fourth quarter of games. So this did feel more similar to that, where it took them a bit to get it figured out. But I like to view it through the context of Ben Johnson as well. And as the play caller, one thing we saw him do pretty frequently in his time working with Jared Goff in Detroit, when the Lions offense, I don't know, some of this can be sort of out of town stupid if we just assume the Lions offense always clicked. But of course it didn't. There were a number of games where Jared Goff was out of rhythm early, a number of games against the Bears where the Bears were picking off Jared Goff left and right. And Ben Johnson would go about the business of getting his quarterback in rhythm. That's what I saw him do in that game against the Chiefs. Let's get DeAndre Swift going in open space. Let's hit some easy swing passes, some flare routes out of the backfield. Let's get the run game going. Let's use the quick game to, you know, Roma Dunze and the playmaker just on some now routes outside. So between the quick game and the run game, that did seem to get Caleb in rhythm. That did seem to get the offensive line lathered up. And that's where the final two series of the first half did appear like, you know, the Bears offense that we knew they were capable of, that Ben Johnson seems confident they are capable of. You set a high standard, you set big expectations, and just to be able to have these things become more consistent is the hope. But I did see a play caller get his QB in the rhythm, and that's what you hope will be the case, because we know this isn't going to be perfect. This isn't going to be constantly, you know, having big positive results every drive during the regular season. But you take the information from those initial series, you get it to the sideline, you put your heads together, and find a way to get your guys going. So right now, we only have so many data points to judge this by. I'm looking at what we saw in the second quarter against the Chiefs defense and saying Ben Johnson took some information and got his offense into a better rhythm.
Yeah, it's hard for me to be on board with what you're saying, Ant, just because the way the offense looked against the starters versus the way they looked, of course, as you said, in the second quarter, it was against lesser competition. And I understand that that's just the way it goes. They can only beat the guys that are out there in front of them. Meanwhile, you said adequate to describe Caleb Williams. Is inadequate an unfair way to describe what I saw out of that defense that Dennis Allen rolled out there against, I know, future Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes?
No, but then there's, of course, the context of who wasn't out there from the starting defense. But we can still judge the guys that were out there. you know, I mean, maybe Montez Sweat has an extra moment to get home. So after he presses the pocket back, which Montez Sweat is mainly a power rusher. So he gets into the sternum of the offensive tackle and uses his long limbs, those long arms, to extend out, and he frequently collapses the pocket. So he's an impactful rusher in that situation where, you know, like I was talking about what Austin Booker got better at in that first preseason game we saw him in, where he's not nearly as powerful of a rusher as Montez Sweat, but when he starts down the middle, he seems to have gotten better at getting off that block and making a play at the quarterback in preseason games. But for Montez Sweat, pretty frequently, he'll collapse the pocket, but then he needs to more consistently get to the point where he's getting rid of that offensive tackle and making a play at the quarterback. Or now that he's set that tackle up with some power, get to the edge of that tackle. Montez Sweat pulled the tackle back pretty frequently in the series that he got in the game the other night, but we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. So Mahomes climbs the pocket. He slips this way. Then he starts to run sideways. He's got the ball flailing all over the place. So you're wondering, how come nobody can just knock the ball away from Patrick Mahomes? Look at how he's carrying it like a loaf of bread. But somehow, he never gets it knocked away. Somehow, he rarely gets sacked. Somehow, even though his 40 time probably isn't much faster than mine is right now, but he consistently eludes defenders. He's got a knack for doing that. So the frustration, you see, like Bears pass rushers, they're flailing their hands all over the place looking for a holding call. Maybe you did get held a little bit, but that means you got to get rid of that blocker with violence and make sure that you have an opportunity to make a play at that quarterback. That can be that frustrating sort of fine line for a defensive lineman where you want to see if you can get the call, you know, get the ref, let them know, hey, I'm getting held right here. My arms are up. How come you're not throwing the flag? While that's happening, though, Patrick Mahomes is running off somewhere else to try and hit, you know, some of his playmakers for a first down. I mean, if the Chiefs didn't have a couple of drops in that first half, they would have put up more than 200 yards in that first quarter. I mean, Patrick Mahomes looked in midseason form.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, you just cleared something up for me, too, and I know a texter had said something, or somebody might have called in, because I was wondering why Jervon Dexter's running down the field, throwing his arms up, like, look to me, I thought it was because, what the hell? Patrick, like, somebody blew an assignment, but it was because he was pissed off because he didn't get a flag. So,
That's the telltale, I'm getting held. That's what that is.
See
a D-lineman, if he's not trying to knock down a pass, you see both hands go in the air in the middle of a pass rush, that's him saying, hey, man, this dude's holding me, come on. Somebody help me out.
So you knew that right away.
Around looking to get bailed out by somebody. Now, you know, I've certainly been guilty of that myself as an old defensive lineman. But in theory, you don't want your guy just looking to get bailed out by the ref. You want him whipping that blocker and finishing at the QB. But, you know, Dexter was in the backfield some. Sweat was in the backfield some. But they're near the quarterback, reaching for Mahomes as opposed to getting rid of the blocker to actually finish at the quarterback. And there's that balance to that. So that, to me, it's a similar concern to what we discussed throughout a lot of last season. How much better is the pass rush legitimately now? Because it was a pass rush from the Bears last season that really struggled to finish at the quarterback.
Okay. We're talking to Anthony Heron on the Raheemy and Harris Show on the Score. I'm Mark Grody. Then, as you said, the shrapnel line, which was really good. Do you think that the defensive stuff is not shrapnel? That's real what we saw? Like, that's a real concern? And Marshall Harris very much would like to know that right now.
It's a valid concern. Now, again, at full health, I do believe this is going to be a good Bears defense.
Okay.
With Jalen Johnson out there, with Kyler Gordon out there. Now, I'll say
Grady Jarrett, too. Important to mention
Grady
his name.
Jarrett as well, yes. Now, I'm very hopeful about a couple of things in this defense. Two things. It seems to me what I've seen so far, and Tremaine Edmonds hasn't gotten a lot of in-game reps, and he didn't even dress for the game the other night, but this does seem to be in the preseason the best version of Tremaine Edmonds I've seen so far in his time with the Bears.
Yes.
And there's an attack to the way this defense is called by Dennis Allen, and frankly an attack to the way this coaching staff operates with these players, where that to me has been the most frustrating part of evaluating Tremaine Edmonds, because just like DeAndre Swift was exactly who he was throughout his entire career last year, and I think Bears fans didn't really know that that's who he was. Just like Montez Sweat. Last season was the same Montez Sweat he had been every other season that wasn't 2023. Like, Montez Sweat is a guy who collapses the pocket, but he's not a big sack master, usually. There's a number of players who you can point to and say, that's kind of who they've always been. They're good players, above average players, but they're getting paid like they're super elite. Tremaine Edmonds has looked pretty elite in preseason activities so far. There are physical attributes he brings to the table that look like he could be a one percenter as an inside linebacker. Maybe what we've seen in training camp indicates that you could see the best version of Tremaine Edmonds.
Because is this because of DA? Because of Dennis Allen? Like, why is he all of a sudden looking like that?
That's the main thing I would point to right now, because this is a scheme that calls individual position groups into aggression. If the DBs can handle it, Dennis Allen wants you in the face rerouting wide receivers. This is a secondary that played well at full health regardless, but you do have some guys who are probably at their best. Like, Jalen Johnson wants to be in the grill of a wideout. Now, Tyreek Stevenson, he's an aggressive mentality. He's not necessarily the guy who's going to travel with a receiver all over the field and lock him down in man coverage. But frankly, that's not Kyler Gordon's strength either. But how do you utilize the aggressive temperament of certain players? Kyler Gordon's superpower is his versatility. He's that movable chess piece. So there's creative things that Dennis Allen will be able to do with him. And I even think the aggression of Tyreek Stevenson, some corner cat type situations. He seems like a guy who would be able to handle that and be able to thrive in those scenarios. So that's where the secondary, I think, has a chance with the aggression of the defensive play caller and the aggression that they just coach them with every single day. They should benefit from that. And to Tremaine Edmonds himself, get him downhill. Don't just think that he's going to be a guy who senses the playmaking opportunity and makes it instinctively, because that's never who he's been. But find moments for him to have to react downhill, to say, you just take one shoulder of that blocker and get into the backfield, seek and destroy missions for Tremaine Edmonds. He's not a great blitzer. He doesn't time up the blitz that well, but on his run fits, he tends to be very lateral. He's a sideline to sideline guy, or at least that's what he's been a lot throughout his career. I'm seeing more forward momentum for Tremaine Edmonds at the snap of the football, which I think will really benefit his true playmaking ability. If this defensive scheme is calling him into that and he's benefiting from it, then you could have a defense. And again, this is could. It's hopeful, because that's not the version of Tremaine Edmonds we've seen frequently throughout his career. But the ability, the physical traits are there. If Dennis Allen can maximize that, then that's where. If your best Montez Sweat and your best Tremaine Edmonds and your best Kyler Gray, your best safeties for Jaquan Britt, like, it's kind of like the Cubs, where if you get the best version of a bunch of guys on this Bears defense, then you really got something cooking. That's going to be where Dennis Allen, as sort of the chef of this defense, has to find that right mixture.
Big Ant Heron joining us, spitting fire through the wire. If you want to hear more of Big Ant, he'll be co-hosting with Lawrence Holmes. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. You talked about one percenters in Tremaine Edmonds and what you've seen out of him, the way he looks right now. My thing is, they're not going to get very far without some one percenters, or at least five percenters on the defensive line. Who can fill that void right now? Because I just don't see it right now, Ant.
You can come at guys in waves on the defensive front. You know, if you've got T.J. Watt, then that's fabulous. If you've got Micah Parsons, that's exceptional. But if you've got a Philadelphia Eagles scenario, if you've got, you know, a Kansas City Chiefs scenario, where Chris Jones is a 1% on the defensive front, but, you know, the Chiefs don't necessarily have a D-line just full of all-pro or Pro Bowl caliber guys, but you can come at opponents in waves and play with energy. And this is a defensive staff that coaches energy. They coach tenacity. They coach effort. You will see the Bears chasing the ball in a way that seems different, that feels different than what we saw the last couple of years under Matt Eberflus. Despite all the get your track shoes stuff, kind of the first season, you felt that a little bit. Then year by year, month by month within a season from a Matt Eberflus defense, that seemed to wane. I do think, certainly early on, we'll see if it's sustainable, but I do know Dennis Allen is the type of guy. He's the type of coach who will coach effort, who will make it Pavlovian, where when the ball is gone, these defenders should be chasing it. That's where the D-line, if you have a rotation, and we're talking about a third-round pick, and Zach Pickens, we'll probably get into it maybe a bit more in the next segment, foreshadow. Ting. But, you know, guys who may not make this team, because it's a deeper group up front, we should see more of a rotation for the Bears, where this D-line can play with energy. So even if Montez Sweat doesn't turn into double-digit sack Montez Sweat, but if he's impactful and Dio Dangbo is impactful and Grady Jarrett is impactful, you got enough guys who are impactful on individual snaps and just play with energy, you don't necessarily need one or multiple of them to be true 1%ers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.